I think he's planned it politically very well.
And make my my whole tenure here, if she'd just proved me wrong.
And you're wearing a terrorist neckerchief.
Allman in the Morning, Common Sense Radio.
We need to end all new offshore drilling, including for exploration.
Yeah, okay, Sam. Sam Waterston from L.A. Law, or Law is a fun thing to watch on TV, or whatever it was. I don't know what he saying we're going to ban offshore drilling altogether because of the Gulf oil spill. So I guess what, Sam, you're going to then power our automobiles? Is that what you're going to do with your handy-dandy, whatever it is you brew down in your basement? Is that what you're going to do for us? I think it's a ploy, Sam, and some of these other guys. Ultimately, everything will be run by the government. We'll have our power, our gasoline provided to us by government pumps and tanks, light bulbs provided to us by government light bulb outlets. Judy's wondering whether our food stores now will be run by the government. Judy, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm just sitting here crunching my shredded wheat that's covered with honey.
All
it
right, baby.
It tastes so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was thinking if these urban grocery stores are going to be built in the food desert, you know, $500 billion for that.
Right.
Does that mean that customers will have to weigh in on a scale, and then you'll get a printout of what you're allowed to buy? I was thinking, I won't ever be able to buy my honey nut shredded wheat because I need to lose 10 pounds. I'm so confused.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
I'm just annoyed.
Right now, the bees are wondering, okay, listen, I don't have any money, okay? Stop trying to tax me, too. Thanks for calling into the show, Judy. Brian Binkholder is on the guest line, and while we're talking to Brian, he's going to hang with me through the lightning round because here's the deal. Because I am such an expert planner, and because everything works like clockwork here, and I'm an expert at this, we have Brian on, and I held him over to talk about the financial world. But we also have my buddy Bill Corrigan on, who is the Republican running for St. Louis County Executive. He's an awesome guy. I've known him for a long time. Wonderful family. Just great dude all around. And he's on the line with us again. So what I've decided to do is introduce both the financial coach and Bill Corrigan to each other. Because we're talking about money. Bill Corrigan, how are you, my friend?
Jamie, good morning. Brian, good morning. It's appropriate that we talk about taxes with Brian on the line.
No doubt. Bill Corrigan for exec.com. Brian, you there?
I am here.
All right, here's the deal. This is so funny. Bill Corrigan has for a long time been saying, you know what we need? We need an elected assessor, right? What does Charlie Dooley do, the current St. Louis County executive? Who has been opposing that for a long time, but then suddenly reads the tea leaves, as it were, and realizes, let's have an elected county assessor. So Bill is calling him out on that one. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Jamie, I'm great. You know, you're great to raise this issue because this is an important issue facing our county. And just to remind everyone, you know, the property tax system affects homeowners, seniors, businesses. And it's good to remember it consists of two components, the value of your home and then the tax rate. And so the assessor's job is to assess the value of your home. Well, we have a broken and unfair tax system in St. Louis County that Charlie Dooley has overseen. He's taken responsibility for it many times over the years. He said, I'm the one who's responsible, and we do a good job. Well, they don't do a good job. And it's broken and unfair, and on November 2nd, the voters are going to have the chance to hold him accountable for it.
And now St. Louis is one of the few counties that actually don't have an elected assessor.
That's a great point. It is. There's 115 counties in our state, and all but five have an elected assessor. And the reason why this is important is because as we went through the last tax cycle, the assessor's job is to assess homes every 2 years. They used unfair comparable sales. They went back and looked at comparables from 2007 before the Great Recession hit, after real estate values plummeted in 08, so they just should have looked at comparables for 08. So the reason this is so important and such an important issue is to hold the assessor accountable. This is a question of fairness and accountability, and that's why the people should have a say on who the assessor should be.
Hey, Brian Binkholder and Bill, that's such a great point because, you know, let's put it this way. There's been a long argument, for instance, against elected judges because they don't want judges to be making decisions based on public whim. They want them to be based on the law, and I understand that argument. When it comes to an elected assessor, though, the argument has to be different because accountability is key. Because, Brian and Bill, we've known that entrenched bureaucrats are our own worst enemies in so many different ways.
You know, especially, Jamie, if I can throw something in here,
because
Bill's right on, the assessments that they did, you know, they talked about that people's property taxes were going to freeze, you know, there wasn't going to be these increases because things had gotten out of control. Well, how many people actually saw their property taxes decrease? I mean, I'd like to see a raise of hands. I had three rental properties that went up last year. I had to go downtown and fight. And I won, but I had to go in there and fight. So, I mean, we've got to hold these public officials accountable, or else they just have the power to tax on a whim.
And they'll just continue to do these drive-by assessments that Bill Corrigan has been talking about for a long time now. By the way, BillCorrigan4exec.com is Bill's website. So I would assume that with an elected assessor, it would absolutely these drive-by assessments would end.
Well, it's the whole assessment process, Jimmy, that needs to be fixed. And you know, last June when we announced our candidacy, we raised this issue then. We have talked about tax reform. We have a tax reform plan. You know, politicians are great at criticizing. We're trying to be a candidacy of reform. We're trying to be unique. If you go to BillCorrigan4exec.com, you will see our comprehensive tax reform plan that I'm very proud of, that business owners, homeowners, seniors all had a hand in drafting, and we've been talking about electing the assessor since last June. So we've led on tax reform to fix a broken system that Mr. Dooley has overseen. I'm glad that finally he's following our lead and calling for something that we've been calling for almost a year.
Well, you know, maybe we could hear from some folks in St. Charles County over this, because that's a great example. They have elected assessor in St. Charles County, as well as Jefferson and Lincoln and Warren, where we have a lot of listeners. So if you have any views on how important it is to have an elected assessor, chime on in. But Bill Corrigan, what are our aspects? I mean, did you come along at the right time. People, you have the ears of a lot of people who are concerned about their property values as well as their taxes.
Well, they should be concerned. This is affecting economic development. Under Charlie Dooley's administration, Jamie, we've lost over 50,000 jobs in our county. Our county and our region is at a crossroads. We need leadership and we need vision. We've demonstrated our leadership by having a tax reform plan that we've promulgated a year ago. We've demonstrated our vision by actually putting together a document, a plan, that your listeners can go and read. It's 6 pages long. It's on our website.
All right.
That's our vision for how we need to fix our system, our tax system in St. Louis County.
Well, Godspeed to you, my friend. Bill Corrigan for exec.com. As I tell you people, you're welcome here anytime. So we'll appreciate hearing from you as we get closer to the election as well, but you're welcome anytime. Bill Corrigan running on the Republican side for county executive for St. Louis. Bill Corrigan for exec.com.
Jimmy, thank you.
You're listening to Allman in the Morning, Common Sense Radio.
Thank you, Bill. Brian, if I can keep you from making more money by having you hang on the phone line, I'd appreciate that.
Got it.
Allman in the Morning, it's Common Sense Radio.